Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's up, and welcome back to another great episode of Drunk World Order. And today we're going to get to the bottom of this. Are they putting chemicals in the water to make the frogs gay? What are these chemicals? Are they putting fluoride in the water? Are they putting it in the toothpaste? Right now, this is all going to be exposed and more on Drunk World Order. And we have a new co-host with us today. And this thing was freezing. I think the Illuminati already wants to sabotage the show. But that is not happening because Michael Picard is here to kick their ass with some rock and roll. All right, this is Michael Picard with the new track, Resurrection. And then we'll be back after this great music break. Thank you.
Give me a fucking second, cause the industry's timeless. Broke out of city divine, it's never too dark and gritty, cause I'm pretty and silent. Get down, I say this, only out of compassion. The saddest flame of the season is everlasting. Never mistaken the passion, I put a stake in the ashes, and so afraid to be damaged.
Yes, and we're back to another great and epic episode of Drunk World Order. I am your host, Drunk Man. And before we bring on our co-host, we got to do the traditional Drunk World Order ritual of power, which is to open a beer. This is a huge 25-ounce Foster's can. Yeah! Feel the power! And then you feel the alcohol on your veins, and you know we've totally gone insane. God bless America and freedom. All right, and we're going to bring on our co-host today. Very special guest. You guys aren't going to believe. He is Mask, the secret government insider. And we're going to bring him on. And I think, well, first we're going to say hello, and I think he has a special news report and other news for us as well. Hello, Mask, my friend. How are you? Welcome to Drunk World Order.
Hey, good evening, Drunk Man. This is Mask coming to you guys. I am what they call a figment of your imagination, so I do not exist. I am only here to let you guys know what the bosses are, what the powers to be are up to. I'm like on the front line of everything going on. So I have a special news report for you guys. In other news, a tainted buffet at a Jackson strip club blamed for severe diarrhea incident on stage. And as it happens, guys, a popular strip club in Jackson has been closed until further notice after several dancers contracted diarrhea last Friday night. The cause of the incident, which still remains under investigation, has been initially linked to a contaminated buffet at the venue. While the investigation continues, the venue has not been named. According to the reports by local media, the strip club was nearly full on a Friday night like any other Friday night. The booties are jiggling. When the incident occurred, and both staff and customers were reported to have eaten from the free buffet. When anything is free, always beware, friends. Anyway, which included the usual selection of ribs, bad for you, chicken, and deep-fried shrimp. All right, while the results of the lab analysis are yet to come back, one source familiar with the investigation told reporters that bad shrimp was most likely the cause of the diarrhea. And typically, shrimp are involved in cases like this because they have not been cleaned thoroughly. That's what you get for hiring immigrants, right? Oh, yeah. Okay, but that's another conversation for another show. Patreons at the venue who were sitting near the stage were the most directly affected by the incident, which occurred close around to 11 p.m. According to a witness at the venue, three dancers were performing on stage on separate poles when the first sign of trouble emerged. And one of the witnesses stated, "At first, I picked up a very bad smell. I thought maybe the guy next to me had farted," said the witness, who declined to be named. "However, the smell got worse, and I noticed that a lot of other guys were looking around to see what it was." Okay, guys, it was at this point that the first dancer suffered from diarrhea. It was so, and she was unable to control her bowels any longer, and a stream of brown liquid soon gushed over the stage, splashing all the onlookers who were on the front row, according to the witness. "It was absolutely disgusting," he told the journalist. "A number of guests immediately puked. I personally ran for the exit. I lost all interest in the show." Of course, would want to stay for a poop fest, you know? All right, so the other dancers on stage also suffered from diarrhea soon after and were forced to abandon their performance. "They had a hard time getting off the stage," said one of the witnesses who stayed to watch the aftermath of the incident. "High heels and diarrhea really don't mix. Many of the guests who had been enjoying the show and the buffet also contracted diarrhea." And that's what I have for you guys in other news. Back to you, drunk man.
Oh my God, my friend Matt. See, thank you. That's exactly what we need on the show. And you touched on a point of the conspiracy. The shrimp is what got them, and that's why they're putting the chemicals in the damn water. Not only is it making the freaking frogs gay, it's making the shrimp sick. And this just pisses me off. And no one is exposing this. I'm the only one that has the balls to have a drink and get on here, and you're the only one that has the brains to investigate, because I'm the crazy one that yells and gets mad, and you're the guy that actually got real information that proves they're putting the chemicals in the water, and God knows what those chemicals are. But we do know that the shrimp are giving the strippers diarrhea, and that is not cool. But we have a caller on the line. We have Dr. Dank in the building. Let's bring him on. Yo, Dr. Dank, what's up? This is Drunk Man and the Mask coming to you live. We're exposing the conspiracy. What do you think about them putting chemicals in the water to make the freaking frogs gay?
Oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, definitely. I think they're definitely putting chemicals in the water. I'm not sure about the ocean, because there's a hell lot of chemicals in the ocean for sure. But, yeah, and they're drinking water most deaf.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, the frogs are turning gay. The shrimp are getting sick. They're putting fluoride in the water. But, you know, they don't
even
need to put in the water.
They're
not even hiding it now. They're getting so arrogant. And, you know, it's like they put fluoride in the toothpaste. So now you're getting – when you brush your teeth, you're getting nothing but fluoride. You know, you rinse your mouth with the fluoride, putting more fluoride in there, and then God knows if you're getting the gay chemical from the frog. I mean, this is crazy shit.
It's really crazy shit.
They're not even hiding it, man. I don't know who's behind it, but that's what we're trying to find out. But we got to get deeper into this investigation with the strip club. where the strippers got sick from the shrimp. And yeah, guys, don't ever trust a free meal, especially at a strip club, because you know something's going on. They're giving you those chemicals.
Yeah, most of us, free meal at a strip club is definitely a warning flag.
That's right, my friend. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't trust it, man. It's crazy. I don't know what to do about it. I just know that we're getting it out there to the masses, and they're finally getting the information about the chemicals in the water, the fluoride in the water, and watch out for the shrimp. Now I don't want to eat shrimp. I need to watch out next time I go to Red Lobster, man. That's how crazy it's getting. And I used to love Red Lobster, but this story just scared the hell out of me.
Oh, man, and I just ate a little piece of salmon today, so I'm getting a little scared myself.
Well, I think salmon's okay, man, as long as you got it from, like, an organic shop or something like that. You're going to be cool. You're going to be good. And, yeah, just make sure you go to Sprouts and the organic. Don't buy anything from those shops that you don't know where it came from. No, don't trust it.
I mean, I got it from the Ralph Salad Bar, so let's pray.
Awesome. Yeah, eat salmon, guys. Salmon is good for you, especially organic, especially fresh from the sea, you know. But who knows with all the chemicals in the water, like, maybe those are gay, too.
I mean, if you know the story about Flint, Michigan, I mean, their water's like brown. It's not even clear.
That's beyond chemicals. That's like just mud. Yeah, dude. Oh, we gotta do a story on that and expose that. When there's not much to expose.
Okay. And then, like,
yeah.
Okay,
oh,
all the people in Michigan, they're paying taxes, you know? And where the fuck are they paying taxes for their water's fucking brown, you know?
That's fine. You're fucking right. And the pipes are all corroded. It's like they were supposed to fix them, and yeah. That's not even conspiracy. That's just the government not caring.
It's not even conspiracy anymore. This shit's like.
Yeah, it's not even conspiracy. It's just that they don't care. Yeah, they don't care. It's just negligence. It's just carelessness. Yeah, man. And, you know, yeah, I'm sorry, Flint. You guys have chemicals in the water for sure. Yes. Sorry, I just burped. Damn. We keep it real on the show, though. Yeah, that's. Hey, my. Dr. Dank, you're awesome, man. Yeah, I know you know a lot about conspiracy stuff, too. Mask is in the building. We got Dr. Dank in the building. Drunk Man is here to expose these hoes. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break, guys, because I got to drink some more and take a shot of vodka. Hope you guys are drinking. We're going to take another. I'm sorry, this is just a Michael Picard music show because I didn't have time to set up some other stuff, but next time we'll have more music. This is a song by Michael Picard called High Low, and then we'll be back with more craziness. And I'm going to mute everyone's mic, but we'll be back. Thank you.
Care to be there to me, I can embarrass me, neither could you, but I'm wondering why. I trained out to maintain in a high level.
Drunk World Order. Welcome to the craziest conspiracy show in the fucking universe, in the galaxy. Because we go beyond government. We're going to get into aliens, ghosts, demons, and who's really behind what on these shows. This is only the start, but we're going to start getting crazy. I have my co-host, The Mask, on the line. We have Dr. Dank on the line. We're getting crazy into the bottom of this conspiracy. You know, if you have an opinion, call in. The number is 347-850-1259. Don't be scared. Don't worry. This is an encrypted line. They can't monitor it. Well, actually, it's on there. They can't. But it doesn't matter because we're putting it in their face now. They put it in our face. We're putting it right back in their face. So, guys, who do you think is behind, though, the chemicals, Mask and Dr. Dank? Who's putting them in there? Is it just some crazy guy? Is it the Illuminati? Is it Rockefeller? Well, he's dead. Can't be him. But who do you think, guys? I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Well, Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, you know, I'm not sure exactly what person is behind it. I think it's been thought out, or it's been planned for quite some time. I think it's been going on for a long, long time. But
yeah.
I don't think it's one specific person. It's probably a group of people, most likely tied to the World Bankers. The United Nations, they call themselves the United Nations, but it's actually what we know of as the New World Order. It's actually the same shit as the United Nations. But there's obviously there's sections of it, and there's a section of that NWO is in within the United States, and you know, it's that branch of it that's behind it. But I can't say, oh,
exactly,
it's one person, because it takes more than one person to poison a whole population.
Right. I think, that's very good, man. Yeah, the United Nations definitely is the world government, right, that they call it.
They're trying to be, at least. There's countries that are going against them, and the countries that are going against them are the ones that are getting fucked up right now.
Those are the ones that
Iraq, Afghanistan, Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein. They've all been targeted by the NWO because they've been trying to be self-sustained and not join the United Nations.
They don't want
to
join, right? It's kind of like Darth Vader with us. You're gonna, it's kind of like Darth Vader, right? In Star Wars, he was like, "You were join us or die." It's the Empire. Yeah, right. It's like that.
Join the dark side. Yep.
Right, the dark side, exactly. What do you think, Mask? What is your take on this mysterious topic?
Well, from being an insider, I could definitely tell you which branch is actually doing this, and it is the ones who control the purpose of war. And it actually comes from several harmonious bombs that they want to drop on the soldiers, the enemy soldiers, of course, anybody like Dr. Dank says, anybody going against the UN is looked at as an enemy. So they want to drop these hormone bombs on this that turns them gay. So instead of firing firearms, they actually want to get it on with their comrades and their enemies. And so a little strand, and it's not called fluoride. That's just a commercial name. The actual strain of this chemical is called atrazine, and it's a herbicide that's been around for a while. It is used to kill, like, weeds, both in agricultural and non-agricultural settings, and it's been banned in Europe because the queen of Europe doesn't want her own living space to be contaminated, but since she owns the entire planet, she wants to try it out in like the USA and Australia, which you can definitely use this chemical in. And so they did a little test in Africa, and these clawed up frogs begin to turn gay. I wouldn't even say gay. They started to begin to transgenderize, where they were growing female counterparts, and the other male frogs were like, hey, my buddy has titties now. I want to go sleep with him. And they've been actually developing eggs from this gay sperm and creating other gay frogs. And actually, there hasn't been any birth of a gay frog because the sperms have just withered away and died because they can't, they're confused about, hey, I'm from a male sperm and now I'm going into another male sperm that has eggs and titties and a vagina and I don't know what to do, but I'm just going to wither here and die. So after the frogs have sex with each other, they're becoming depressed and they're becoming fertile. Morales and testosterone is dropping and increasing volumes, and they're no longer useful. I mean, they're useless at this point. I mean, you've seen the commercials or the cartoon where you just stick your foot in a frog's mouth and use it as a slipper. That is what they're becoming because they're useless now. They can't populate from another male, even though the male has titties now, and they're looking attractive to these gay frogs now. And, you know, UC Berkeley did a test on the water, and they have confirmed everything that I'm talking about. There's other reports. It's like up to 75% of all adult frogs have come in contact with ultrazine and have been emasculated, which is what they want to do to a lot of males in the USA, is emasculate them with all this feminine music and putting on skirts and wearing makeup and dancing around mumbling rap songs. But you didn't
let me get to that.
Mask
totally expanded on what Alex Jones said. Alex Jones just says, I don't like to put in chemicals in water. They make the freaking frogs gay, right? But we're explaining to you guys in detail what's going on, because he kind of just cut the broadcast and went to commercial because time ran out. But us, we're going deep into these topics, my friends. And Mask has explained it with that one chemical. I don't remember the name. What was the name of the chemical again? The
ultrazine.
They're putting out to be in the water. The frogs are getting gay. And
I forgot to tell you.
I would not be surprised, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, go ahead.
I forgot to tell you. One side effect of this herbicide is for human males, is the micropenis syndrome.
Mm.
So if you come in contact with this herbicide, you're drinking this tainted water from Flint, Michigan, or out of the ocean, or going to strip bars with free buffets with dirty shrimp, you're bound to suffer from the micropenis and wonder why you can't get any more vagina, or you birthing these boys with micropenises and they automatically have depression. That is too unreal, but it's definitely what's happening. They want to emasculate the male population. Even in my own city, and I can't say where I'm living at because I work for the government, but the female ratio is very high and the males is very low. It's like, with all these females around, we shouldn't have any gay people, but I don't understand the math here.
Yeah.
The figures and the ratios are there, but that means more women for me. But okay, back to you, Drunkman.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's more women for us, exactly. Me, you, and Dr. Dak, we will handle that situation very carefully. We'll keep an eye on it. Yeah, and like I'm saying, I agree with you, Matt. And this is time for me to get to my drunk rant because I am so faded and I am mad. Right, like the Queen of England is going crazy. She's putting the herbicide and making the frogs gay. And I know what's going on. I just figured it out because Matt kind of opened my mind. Yeah, they're trying to make all the guys and the rappers gay with the skirts and the lipstick and looking all skinny and weak. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is they're putting this herbicide in the lean. That's how they're getting them, through the codeine. Think about it. Codeine with cough syrup, Sprite, and candy. Yeah, so these kids are drinking this shit every day. And what's going on? That's why they're turning like that. Look, I'm not going to say any names, but you've seen the rappers. how they look, how they're acting. And what do they drink? They drink lean. I mean, it started with like some of the old school guys. But I don't want to say their names because they're going to get pissed. And these kids got Uzis and shit, and they might blast me. But, like, you know, it's just a lot of people right now. And not even rappers, just people in general drinking the fucking lean. The cough syrup, but think about it. They could have just tainted it with the herbicide, and there you go. That's why on Drunk World Order, my friends, we drink beer. We drink Bud Light. Bud Light had the frog commercial. So maybe that was telling us what was going to happen. Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Dr. Jack, what do you think about the situation, man, going on?
Well, yeah, definitely all of the – it's not just the codeine and stuff. They're taking so many drugs altogether. I think the cocktail of drugs they're taking just alone can do damage to the brain and to just the whole body in general. But, there's
right.
definitely a feminization of the especially of the American man. Like you said, they're probably doing it in Australia also. I'm not in Australia, so I can't say. But, yeah, there's definitely probably a world – wide, it's actually a psychological warfare, but they're doing it psychologically and physically with the, like what you said, with the herbicides and everything. It's like a war, but it's not like guns and like grenades throwing at you. It's like they're doing it sneaky.
Yeah, no, for real, man. It's just I agree. It's not even like they're shooting you. It's more like they're going to program you through music, so you see these young guys. But see, I'm beyond that. I'm in my 30s, so I don't care if some guy's drinking cough syrup. Cough syrup tastes nasty to me. Plus, I know what it does to you, and then I know they're putting the herbicide in it. I mean, I can't prove it yet, but I'm sure Mask will find out the truth. Trust me, he'll be back on the show. He will expose it.
And then they're trying to put the computer chips. The fucking computer chips, the mark of the beast.
Mm. Yes, we're going to do a show on that.
That's a huge
topic.
Hell yeah, that's a huge topic.
We should do that as our next topic, I think.
People are voluntarily in, like, offices. It's a big news article. They're voluntarily getting the chip. And the next thing is they're conditioning us to think, like, oh, these guys are doing it. It's fine, you know. And then the next thing you know, they're going to be like, well, now it's mandatory. And, like, it's illegal if you don't have one.
Right. Hey, have you guys ever seen that movie Tron from like 1980s?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, that was like kind of like that. Like everyone had a disc on their back, and you could use it to store information, but you could also use that disc to fight and kill other programs in the computer system. But it's like kind of like Sark in that movie says, if you lose your disc or you disobey commands, you're going to be derezzed, like you're going to be erased from the system. So it's kind of like that, right, if you don't have your chip or your disc. But I think we already kind of have it. Like, our smartphone pretty much tracks us and has all this information about us.
They're conditioning us to push the chip.
That's how they get you. Like,
training.
Oh, but now you can check. Right. And that's how they get you. Facebook anywhere.
They're fucking training wheels.
You can talk to girls on Twitter anywhere. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, it's like when you're a little kid and you get training wheels on a bike until you can take flight on the bike.
Right.
They're getting the training wheels, like it's like the chips on the credit card, our smartphone. They're conditioning us into they're pushing it to the next step.
Right. Like even with me, I've been using these McDonald's coupons, and that's how they're getting me. Like I can pull up the app and it has like a barcode. And if I buy one Big Mac, if I let them scan me, then I get another Big Mac. But what I found funny about that app is that if I don't enable my location, it doesn't work. But after I do that and I get the free Big Mac, I disable it again. So, yeah, exactly. They're trying to get you to be tracked more. They're like, oh, yeah, let us track you while you get your free food from our free Illuminati McDonald's. Right. But I'm not gonna fall for it. I'm not falling for it, my friend. But yeah, go ahead, my friend. Yeah.
Well, look. Recently, you know, even what like 2 or 3 years ago, less than 5 years ago, we had credit cards with no chip reader on it. We just had a swiper. Now all of the cards have a fucking chip.
Right,
right there.
Has a chip. Right. Exactly. You make a great point. And they even tell you, don't swipe it, just chip it. It's faster. It's more convenient.
And if you notice, the chip readers take longer, so they're not more efficient. They say it's good for security reasons, but like when you're doing, like when you're checking out in the lines,
it takes
actually
a long time. I have
longer.
To wait. So I'm like, dude, can I take it out yet? It almost makes you feel like you're having sex with the fucking ATM machine. I mean, seriously, you got to put it in, and then it's like, when can I take it out? Like, fuck, when's the receipt going to come? I don't know, man. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, seriously, guys, that's how crazy it's getting. We're going to do one about the chips and the beast and all that. That will be our next show, maybe. See, Dr. Jenke, you just inspired us for our next one. And Mask will be back with some great information as well. And we're still going. We're into overtime, but we're just going to keep it running because that's how we do it. We go to the fucking wheels fall off on the show. That's how we do it. And let me do another little rant. I want to say, yeah, man, that's how they get you. They're like, oh, use the chip. It's more efficient. Or you're going to get free McDonald's if you let me scan your phone and this and that. But one day it's going to get to a choice whether you get the hammer and just break everything and go live in nature or you be part of the system like Tron. You know, it's like, I don't know. You know, but it's like, that's how they'll get you, like free money, free burgers. Oh, yeah, because they're all rich. The guys controlling this, they're the billionaires. So, like, they'll even say, we'll give you $1 million if you come into our system and this and that. I don't know. See, the way they would get me, though, is with, like, a lot of beer. That's the way they would get me. But they're not because it's a drunk world order. This is like the resistance. We're crazy. We're fucking nuts. And, yeah, guys, any final statements before we run out of time, I guess? Or, well, I guess we'll just keep the clock running, but I think we have, like, yeah, a few more minutes, 10, 15 minutes left in overtime. Woo! Sorry, guys, I'm crazy. Yeah, any other statements?
I would just say, like to everybody, I would just be like, you know, be awake, be aware, realize what's going on. It's not conspiracy. This shit's real. It's not a fantasy.
It is real, yes.
Yep.
Right, my friend.
All real.
Right. Even though I'm trying to make this funny and comedy and entertaining, it's more to really get these topics out there because people don't want to hear serious. They don't want to hear David Icke or Michael Tesarian making these 3-hour lectures about ancient shit and symbols and lizards. They want to hear what they know, and like that's what I'm doing. And Alex Jones kind of does the same thing, except he's really crazy, but I'm trying to be the next Alex Jones, you know, because after he dies, I'll be the next one if I don't die from alcohol. But like, yeah, that's not the point. The point is this, that I just want to entertain people but inform them at the same time. And that's what we do on the show.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's crazy, but we're informing. Maybe people never would have clicked it if it didn't even say gay frogs. If I would have said they're putting chemicals in the water, be aware, they're just like, oh, fuck, that's boring. But gay frogs, they're like, oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's
like, don't forget the bad shrimp at the strip show.
Yeah. Guys, don't eat the shrimp at the strip clubs. Don't take free food because they're putting chemicals in the water. They're making the shrimp sick. They're making the frogs gay. The computer chips are making us stupid. You are smarter than your smartphone. Let's go on with inspirational rants. You're smarter than any computer, any smartphone that they could build. We fucking built these computers. We programmed them. We wrote the fucking code. We are beyond them. We're like eternal, immortal, ethereal, magical beings. They're beyond this universe, the stars and the moon and the sun. When they align, you can manifest anything. A computer can't do that because it can't think, it can't feel. Even if it's AI, it can't feel the spirituality in the air. It can't feel the energy and the magic of this planet, of the universe. And that's what you are. You're a magical being. You are a godly being. And you will forge your destiny. Not the technocracy, not the bankers, not the lizards, not the Queen of England. You will. It doesn't matter how rich you are because you can get richer if you have an idea. You can become more powerful. That's what they're afraid of, that you can rise up to get billions of views, billions of dollars, whatever you can do. They're scared that you will rise up. And don't be afraid. Rise up and let your light and your power shine. I raise this cup to you. I propose a toast to you and humanity and to the world and the free people. And yeah, we're going to burn your computer chips, because that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger said at the end of Terminator 2. There's one more chip that's got to be burned, the one in my brain. Think about it, people. Mm. He was sending the message, a rebellious message, but it was awesome. What do you guys think? Am I crazy? Yes, I am, because I'm drunk right now. But that's how we do it on Drunk World Order.
Definitely.
They're like, this guy has gone off the deep end. He is. But yeah, we have the government insider mask. We got Dr. Dax.
The drunk
weed
tale,
smoking.
No lie.
For real, man. I mean, you know, because I know Alex Jones has given some inspirational speeches at the end of his shows, but we always got to give an inspirational one. We got to do our anger rants. We got to do our information. We got to do our real talk, our comedy, but do everything, man. And, yeah, I'm going to say much love to everybody out there, though, no matter what, like everyone, like, you know. Yeah, all the Bone Thugs fam family, all the No Longer the Hero family, CNO family, all you guys are awesome if you're listening. Man, but you guys will probably hear the show sooner or later. We're going to put it on YouTube. And let's go viral. Let's make a lot of money, guys, and let's have fun. And, yeah, that's what we're doing, man. You're not ready. And look out for new shows with me and Mask and possibly Dr. Dank, man, if you can call in. That's always awesome. Much love to you guys. Yeah, man, Drunk Man is in the building, getting crazy. I've been doing this a while alone. Although I had AC Killer and a few other people on the show in the beginning, but that's how it builds up, man, guys. You start with one co-host, one person that's awesome, and then we keep it going until you reach, who knows where you reach. You reach the top, you know. Fuck, who knows. What is the top, though?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not about the journey. It's about the destination and where you get. And you reach your dream while you're alive, because we're only here for a limited time, like those toys in McDonald's, man. But, like, when we're here, we're going to have the greatest time ever, and we're going to fucking rock the world with great music, money, and, like, fucking everything, man, the universe. It's awesome. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I want to give a big shout-out to The Mask, Government Insider, to Dr. Dank, under the aliases, me, under Drunk Man. Any final statements you guys want to say to the world, though, before it cuts out? I don't know when it's going to cut, but it will soon. Any shouts out or any messages you want to give them?
No.
Thanks for having me on the show today, and drink oxygen every day.
Yes. Oxygen.
Stay hydrated. Everybody stay hydrated, my friends. And don't drink that Flint, Michigan bullshit. Get that alkaline water.
Right. And don't drink lean. Don't drink lean. That's you.
Stay away from that lean.
Right. Stay away. And, I mean, you know me, I'm going to tell you drink beer every day and get crazy, but I like, it's not a really positive message. But, yeah, listen to Busy Bone. Listen to Dr. Dank. Drink as much motherfucking water as you can, because that's the oxygen. It's the life. You know, I mean, you get in H2O, you get in the oxygen in your blood, and yeah, you're definitely going to you're gonna feel good. I mean, like, I'm gonna drink all this alcohol, but I know right after I'm gonna drink a lot of water, because I know it's gonna dehydrate me. So, you know, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we get crazy. This has been a crazy show, guys. Our first show with the co-host Mask, but it's just gonna get nuts. Mask, do you want to say anything else to the people before it cuts out our time? Or did you pass out? he's being quiet. I think he doesn't want to reveal the secrets. You know, it doesn't have to be secrets. Just give them a message, like a message of inspiration or of a comedy message. But no, I think Mask has gone into the shadows. You know, he's very mysterious. He'll appear for a minute, but then, you know, he's like in the shadows, like anonymous. You see his IP there, but it'll be a fake IP, then it goes into the dark net, and then another dark net, and then, yeah, good luck finding him after that. So, yeah, guys, this has been another episode of Drunk World Order. I want to thank my very good friends, Mask, the Secret Government Insider, and Dr. Dank, for being here with me. And I guess until it runs out, I'm either going to play a song or say crazy shit. Like, what do you guys want, a song or me saying crazy shit? You guys vote.
I say a song.
I knew he would. All right. So we're going to end the show. Yeah, he's like, I've had enough of your shit. I had enough of your shit, drunk man. Shut the fuck up. No, it's kidding.
Go home, like, you're drunk.
Rap. Huh?
Go home, you're drunk.
Yeah, for real. And shout out to all the hot blondes out there and the hot women. Yeah, call into the show and expose shit. Yeah. Either way, let's get to the song. This is Michael Picard with the song Snowfall. And time's probably going to run out after the song goes, so check it out. Enjoy. This has been another episode of Drunk World Order!